Hi, and welcome to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business. Coach James Short here, aka Shorty, and welcome to another episode. Before we get underway, make sure you press subscribe so you can follow us on either YouTube, Spotify, or iTunes, or even jump on our email list. So who do we have today? We've got a special guest. This guy, I love him. He's a rock star. He's high energy, he's high passion, so knowledgeable of his area. And he's a mover and a shaker. Like, watch this guy over these next couple of years because he is just booming in his area. So Marco Marek from One Agency Cronulla Caringbah is really taking his strides to a whole nother level. The deals that he's putting together, the team that he's building, the type of clients that he's working on. I'm so keen to find out his journey and what his vision is over this next little while. So, Marco, dude, mate, so good to have you on the show, buddy. How are you?
Mate, I'm good, Shorty. Thanks for the intro. I'm pumped, mate. I didn't think of myself as those things, but there you go.
Love it. Now, let's come clean. You're a young rock star, right? Yeah. You've hit the ground running. You're the principal there of One Agency, Cronulla and Caringbah.
Yeah.
Mate, how did you get into it? Like, what's the journey from today, from where you started? Share us a bit about that story.
Yeah, sure, James. I will. Basically, mate, I started in real estate when I was 19, finished school, started working with my dad's company, which is Gibrock. Basically, I was a Gibrocker in the interior fit-out company. So working in the city, and mate, two left hands was not good at that as a tradie. You know, it just didn't suit me. So I was reading books at the time, just thinking, how can I get out of this? I tried to get into the Defence Force because I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a decent enough pay package at the time. Thought I'd be able to buy myself a property, X, Y, Z. Didn't work out. They said I'm too immature to make that decision. So back into Gibrock. And look, all the books I was reading were saying, look, if you want to be successful, you've got to learn sales. So then I was looking at either car sales or real estate. And my father, being the kind of strict gentleman he was, he goes, you know, you'll have to keep working. And I had to prove that I was going to, you know, be doing something else to stop working. So I bought a course to get my license online. You could do it at the time. So bought that. And mate, as soon as I did that, I approached a few agencies, knocked on Ray White Cronulla, knocked on their door, got an interview, basically said, look, don't know anything. I'll work for free for 2 weeks. If it works out, maybe you'll like, you know, pay me. And within a week, the lady, Jill Yankos, started paying me. And, mate, that's where I've been ever since. So I worked with this phenomenal agent, Jill. She was towards more so the end side of her career. She was in the area for 22 years, been working in Burraneer, in you know, it's quite an exclusive area with a good name. And I kind of tagged along towards the end. And she, I guess, allowed me as a assistant to grow into a personal agent myself. And then the opportunity arised, I guess, the start of this year, where I wanted more, she wanted probably not as much, and we have a great relationship. So I was like, well, let's take over the business myself. And yeah, here we are today.
Fantastic, mate. And there's a bunch of that which I'm going to loop back in and explore a little bit more. But and so where is business for you? You've got some amazing, you know, projects and deals and building the team. Where's the business for you, and where's that direction at the moment?
So the business for me is, at the moment, it was kind of like, okay, survive mode, right? Like 6 months in, what to expect. And obviously there's, you know, there's plenty of self-doubt always, a healthy amount. However, I was kind of like, look, let's just get through this, in a sense. Let's just get through this is my mentality. But now I'm starting to look at it more from a abundance perspective of, okay, what's possible? That's what it's kind of like. Okay, so I've got through 6 months, and I'm like, you know what? Looking at how I run business and what's in the future, I can do this. Now, what can I actually achieve, and what can I put my mind to? And what, I guess, who am I going to have to become to achieve the things I want? Right. So that's a bit of a wake up call to know, okay, look, it's in my hands now. It's always in my hands, and I never like excuses. And that was the same when I worked with Jill at her house for 3 years, working from her house. And I said, I'll make it work here. I'll make it work anywhere. So I want to carry that attitude throughout. Where am I at today? I guess it's obviously I've got my targets, my goals. We got a GCI goal in the office of 600,000 for the year. I've got Belinda, who's my assistant, and I'm training her to, I guess, learn the ropes of an agent like myself. And then I've got Narelle, who, she's our sales admin and office admin, so she runs all the time consuming stuff in the back end.
I love it. I love it. And just a couple of things on that. And I think that the power, like what you've achieved in 6 months, you know, so many people out there, particularly principals and directors, usually take 6 years to achieve. So like building your rent roll, the sales that you're doing, it's just been phenomenal to watch and be part of that journey. One of the things that you just mentioned is around your mindset. Now, you recently trained yourself up for a fight. The mindset and the discipline that you took from that, which I would love for you to share to the audience, the mindset and the discipline you took from that, you carried that on over to your work. What was the biggest learning and awakening around that transition of carrying it over from, like, I'm doing it here in my training and getting prepared for a fight, now bring it into the work environment? Share a little bit about that with us.
Yeah, that was it's a really simple answer for that, and it's consistency. So it's just a consistent work. So it was that MMA fight that I scheduled. I had 20 weeks of training up to lead up to that, which, you know, I think was a substantial amount. However, that was Monday to Friday, 5:30 in the gym. And I guess for me, that was going to be a real life consequence in your face. However, look, if I don't show up for these training classes, I'm going to be in this cage with someone else and they're most likely training against me. Right. So I had to put myself in a competitive environment and say, well, I'm going to have to fight for my life in a sense in that cage. You got to do everything you can because it's all going to show up. Right. And there's no running away from it on that day. However, if there's no fight, you know, no one's going to miss out on that training session here, there, because there's nothing to determine you need that result. And it's kind of flows over to real estate in the same concept. It goes, well, it's a consistent cause. It's like when you don't feel like doing it, but you're doing it. And that's the separation between, I think, an agent who gets what they want versus an agent who doesn't. And it is still a hard battle because you don't have your fight that you're coming up that all your friends and family are going to watch, but you do have these listing presentations that you do in front of owners. And these are the parts where we work so hard to get into that you want to try and be your best to successfully get them, but have the opportunities there, but then be able to strike them. So that's really vital. And I think that is probably the biggest learning. It's that consistency, and it pays off. Like winning that fight, I think, came back from just the mentality of getting in the gym and just doing it and doing it, doing it. And those weeks and shit where I was so cold and I didn't want to go. And you know what? There's also, on the side note of that, a real positive, conclusion to a day when you've done what you set out to do, whether you get an appraisal or a listing or anything like that, nothing that's monetary value, but you've done what you said you would do. You have some pride in who you are. And, you know, I've had many days where I didn't have that, where I didn't feel that. And it's not a good feeling because you get in this cycle of, mate, I'm not doing the work. What am I doing? And you just got to have that target and hit it.
Just on that, right? I'll just like, when it doesn't go your way, right? When it doesn't, when you're feeling a bit of a downer, when you're feeling like it's a slog, what's your strategy to get you out of that fuzz or out of that slump? What are some of the tactics and strategies that you do to flick that switch?
I think for me, it's not always easy because sometimes I can be slumpy for a while, you know, like I still kind of am learning to get out of those routines because I do feel like I've got the on and off button. I think exercise is really important. I think talking to the right people as well, whether that's someone in your industry or someone that you look up to and, you know, just having that conversation, because everyone has these days and it's in our mind, we think it's just us, but reality is sometimes you just talk it through and you explain it to someone, you feel a lot better and you say, you know what, that was a day, tomorrow's a new day. What are we going to do about it? And I guess there is a bit of self-motivation needed where you kind of need to say, hang on a second, remind myself, why am I doing this? What are the important reasons I'm doing this for again? I'm not doing this to you know, to have all this money in a bank account. I'm here so I can build a lifestyle that I want. You know, these are the goals that I have. And I guess it's coming back to those. And, you know, it's doing the right things outside of life. You know, it's like, you know, are you eating healthy? Are you exercising? You know, are you spending quality time with the people you love? And, you know, little things like that. And, you know, if some of those get pulled back, it starts affecting the rest of your life.
So true.
You just sleep out of whack. That's a big one for me too.
1,000%. And so looking at that, just to sort of getting that summary around that, it's like asking better quality questions to yourself, right? So, you know, why am I doing this? You know, and that's coming back to, hey, is your why strong enough? Is it clear enough? Surrounding yourself with, you know, colleagues and mentors and people in your corner to support you. It's about redefining, you know, looking at those goals. It's about, you know, and it's about those other aspects of life, you know, your family, your friends, your loved ones, it's your health, your eating. It's all the combination of all those key things that you've mentioned to help you to, and if you're feeling down, just to have a check-in to go, where's this? And guarantee one or two things, you shift that, boom, you're back on the bike. So I love it. So what's coming up for you? What's exciting? What are you noticing? What are you noticing out in the market at the moment? Like you know, in your area that you look at, what are you noticing out there currently?
Look, what I'm seeing out there is there's still, I would say, a substantial amount of buyers for the current stock list at the moment, which I would say it's a good market still. As long as, you know, your properties are aligned with, I guess, the market's price and the market feedback, I'm still getting great results out there. You know, from time to time, I had a few weeks ago an auction where we sold 230,000 above reserve. And that's purely because, I guess, we ran the auction. We had 5 registered bidders. We adjusted the price guide to the feedback throughout the campaign. So, you know, I had a really big drop in price through the campaign. And, you know, I had to have that harsh conversation with the owner, which is part of my job to ensure that my owner is aligning their property to get the best price, say, auction day coming, not to please them and say, no, let's stick by your price. It's saying, hang on, this is the best strategy to get you the best price. I think that's very important to have these conversations with owners, even when they're hard. And then the benefit was we actually achieved a really good result and, you know, they're over the moon. So I see there is value in this market still for, I guess, results like that. And it's just about multiple factors, you know, about the property and the buyers at the time. But I'm seeing a good market. My fear is what could be happening is we do have more properties come on the market and we don't have the buyers to fill up that stock list. And that's when I start to see maybe some property prices dropping. But you know what? Reality is, James, I look at it now as I'm not like the number one agent out here. I'm probably not even number 5. It depends on what area. But more so, I look at it and think, where's the challenge? So if the market's going to get tough, okay, cool. How am I going to survive in this market and thrive? So when the good times come, it'll be good. But there's always going to be a good market, a bad market. It's always going to be there. It's just how can I guess, use that to my advantage and grow? I think Gavin Rubenstein and that always used to say, oh, he liked the challenging market because it weeds out all the agents that were you know, sneaking by, just getting by, you know, collecting the commission, you know, not working for it. So that's the difference. That I kind of gets me excited for a challenging market where I've used this 5 years to build up relationships to then hopefully that's going to assist me, but also then to say, hang on, this is why you need to go with me over the other agents. So
love it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
That's so good. And you know what? It's right, as you said, because it's coming back to your craft, coming back to sharpening your own sword and you know, being the best you can for that right market, right period, right buyer, right vendor. So we've got a bunch of questions we ask to find out a little bit more about yourself. It's the 60-second quick quiz. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Favorite movie?
I'm probably gonna say it's the one with I'm gonna say just to get past, probably The Godfather.
I love it. Favorite food?
Burgers.
Okay, cool. Favorite holiday destination?
It's gotta be Croatia.
Okay, nice. Morning routine. What's your morning routine?
My morning routine, it depends. It depends what day it is. I guess when it's good, I usually get up at about, you know, 5 and go to training at 5:30. But since I had my injury, I haven't been that consistent with that now. But that's my routine. Come home, cook some bacon and eggs usually. And then I'd like to try and be in the office by around 8. I probably from about, say, 7 till when I get home from training, 7 o'clock till 8, I'm usually like dawdling, kind of get myself ready for the day and then try to get in the office by 8. So that's my standard kind of morning routine.
Awesome. What about your evening routine? Do you have an evening routine?
I don't necessarily have a routine. I kind of just, I don't know, hang out a bit. No, not really. I don't have an evening routine.
Okay, which is cool. No, totally fine, totally fine. So if you could choose five inspirational people to have dinner with, they could be dead or alive, who would they be?
Okay, I would have it with, far out. Okay, one would maybe, I think, would be John McGrath.
Yep.
Matt Steinway, these are the real estate sector.
Yep.
Maybe someone like David Goggins.
Yep.
That's the other guy. I can't remember his name as well. It's related to David Goggins or that side. Who else? Dead or alive? Maybe Michael Jordan.
Fantastic. Love it. If you were prime minister for the day, what's one thing that you would change?
Prime minister for the day. Oh, I said something the other day what I was going to change to my missus, but I'm just trying to remember what I said I was going to do. Oh, what was it? Oh, yes. Okay, perfect. I would say to the supermarkets, I would say to all the supermarkets, I say, hey, if you guys don't want to get taxed something ridiculous, say, let's say a 25% tax on your shops, you need to make sure you have registers with people at them at all times. Full. I would ban electronic registers. You can have the quick express ones, but I got to tell you, I went to one of the Woolies or Coles, and there was a tray, you know, where you put your stuff on and it slides it forward, whatever it's called, the conveyor belt. Yep. And I put it on, we start loading the stuff. I look to the end, you got to do it yourself. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm like, I just got to, surely I'll just scan it. What's the conveyor belt for? And you know what it was? It scanned the things twice. It scanned it twice. Multiple times, and the lady came up to me. I said, look, hey, I needed to call the flag down. I'm like, mate, I'm losing my marbles here. Anyway, so she comes over and she goes, oh, you know, she tried to tell me how to scan it. And I said, yeah, I said something cheeky. I said, yeah, I know. Like, I don't even know why I'm doing this anyway. I think somebody else should be doing this for me. And then, yeah, she got the poos with me, but that's what I would change. And I'll do it straight away. And I think everybody in the country would be cheering because everyone's sick of that shit.
Love it. I love it. Love it. So what's the best way that people can reach out and get in contact with you?
Mate, I guess they can find me online on the internet. They can give me a buzz. My number's 0412-7222-01. But yeah, mate, everything's on there. Facebook, website, Instagram. Yeah, mate, that's how you can find me.
Love it. Fantastic. Any final words of wisdom?
I think it's interesting. I seem more passionate about the supermarkets than real estate. I don't know. Yeah, look, I guess words of wisdom is don't compare yourself to someone who's 15 steps ahead of you. I find myself, even today, where, you know, you find yourself in this negative mindset, but I quickly remind myself that where are you and compare yourself with you yesterday, and that's what you need to compare yourself with. It's good to have aspirations of, okay, where these people are at. But truly, you know, I think you got to also understand what you can do in a few years is pretty impressive versus, oh, what can I do in the next 6 months? It's just like, hang on a second, 6 months, mate, just be consistent in a 6 month process, but, you know, don't expect results. Like, you know, you do one sit up, you don't go look in the mirror for one ab yet. You know, you kind of got to work on it for a while, and then that will compound and you'll see results in due time. But it will, you know, depending on what you do in that 6 months, the results will vary. And I think you can be impressed by the consistency and what the results will be from that.
Love it. Love it. Marco from One Agency, Carrying Bar, Cronulla. Thank you for your time, mate. Always good to chat. You're a legend. You're a rock star. You're a superstar.
Mate, thank you, mate.
Thank you once again.
Cheers. Thanks, Shorty. Bye, mate.